This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Recently, the same.com.au released their 2009 Top 25 Most Influential Gay, Lesbian and Transgender People. The Top 25 has gained quite a lot of attention, and some people have questioned some of the Top 25 and whether they've actually contributed anything or much to the community. Others have also questioned same-same's credibility on able to announce their own Top 25. However, here at the Hump Day Crew, we believe that every individual has a story to tell, and we would like to share those stories with you. We've got many interviews coming up over the next month or so, and our first interview is today with Top 25, Anthony Van Brown. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Hump Day Crew.
And good morning.
Congratulations. How does it feel to be recognised in the Top 25?
Well, it's a wonderful affirmation, I think, of the importance of the work that I do. It also represents an emerging group within our community, which are GLBT people of faith and religion.
And Anthony, for those who are unfamiliar with your story, could you tell us briefly, just give an overview?
Okay, the Reader's Digest version is very simply that I used to be a high-profile preacher within the Pentecostal churches of Australia, married for 16 years, went through ex-gay programs, exorcisms, doing everything to change my sexual orientation, and when I came out, I resigned from the ministry and lost all that and began a whole new life and live authentically as a gay man today. Very proud to be who I am.
Anthony, being formally involved with the church, you've obviously had to deal with a lot of conflict between your sexuality and the conventional and traditional things that religion does impose. How have you found that battle throughout your time?
Look, it's an incredible torment for anybody who comes from a very strong faith background, because the belief system that you have, which is established, says that the acceptance or rejection of your sexual orientation has eternal consequences. So from all the emails I've had from readers of my autobiography, you know, it's very clear that this is quite possibly the highest risk group within our community, the highest risk of suicide, mental health issues, and also self-destructive behaviours and HIV infection.
Your work has been a lot with helping people reconcile their feelings between their sexuality and their religious beliefs. Tell us a little bit about the work that you do.
We have an organisation called Freedom to Be, and we have a website which is, of course, www.freedomwithb.org. And on that we have forums and discussions, and we have monthly chapter meetings in Melbourne and Sydney. And it's been amazing just to see people come in, and within a matter of months, you know, the turmoil and the torment they've been going through gets resolved just by them being able to connect with others who understand their situation.
Anthony, do you think the church in Australia is progressing?
The church is a very broad term, but certainly within the Pentecostal world, which is the one that I'm familiar with, we've seen some amazing breakthrough this year with a Pentecostal megachurch in Melbourne saying that they welcome LGBT people in their congregation with no agenda to change or anything. So there are some very interesting changes. There is a questioning going on at the moment. And the two questions that the people are asking is, first of all, has their attitude towards the gay community been appropriate? And of course, the answer is no. And the second one is should we be looking again at our previous held beliefs about homosexuality?
Do you think Christianity, religion, or spirituality in general will ever seek harmony with sexuality?
I think it's inevitable. There will always be pockets. You know, we're still going to have white supremacists today. even though the civil rights movement has won so many battles. But, you know, I think generally speaking, every time a survey comes out, it demonstrates that there is just another incremental change, and people are becoming more accepting. I think the contributing factor to that, of course, is that so many people are out now. So people within churches have a gay uncle, a gay nephew, niece, you know, brother, sister. And once they know us, as we really are, then they realise that a lot of preconceived ideas and misconceptions are false.
Anthony, one thing I wanted to ask you on a bit of a side issue. You were married with children when you decided to come out.
Yeah.
And there are many organisations around Australia that help people coming out and that type of thing. I was wondering, is there much support for the straight partner who's, I guess, for want of better words, left behind?
There is, yeah. Not a huge amount. I think our community is amazing. You know, like I always say, if you have an addiction to peanuts, well, there'll be a gay group for that. But there is also some support available, not only online, but I know in New South Wales we have a group that supports the straight spouse, and there's another organisation called the Straight Spouses Network. If people want help in that area, they can contact me and I'll refer them on.
Anthony, congratulations again on making the samesame.com.au's top 25. It's obviously an attribute to the great work that you're doing in the community, and thank you for having a chat to us today.
And thanks so much for the opportunity. Happy Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Merry Christmas, Anthony.
That's Anthony Venn Brown, one of the winners of the I guess you'd say winner, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Recognised guys. Recognized, yeah, definitely.
In the top 25, samesame.com.au. We're going to be speaking to many of them throughout January as well, so stay tuned for those interviews.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.